What I remember most clearly about my visit to you, you have some books that belong to me, Tower said. I want them back. I insist on... Shut up, Cal, Deepnose said. What? Tower did not sound wounded now. He sounded shocked, almost breathless. Stop squirming. You've earned this scolding, and you know it. If you're lucky, a scolding is all it will be. So shut up, and for once in your life, take it like a man. Hear him very well, Roland said in a tone of dry approval. What I remember most clearly, Eddie pushed on, is how horrified you were by what I told Jack, about how I and my friends would fill Grand Army Plaza with corpses if he didn't lay off. Some of them women and children. You didn't like that, but do you know what, Cal? Jack Andolini's here right now in East Stoneham. You lie, Tower said. He drew in breath as he said it, turning the words into an inhaled scream. God, Eddie replied. If only I did. I saw two innocent women die, Cal. In the general store this was, Andolini set an ambush, and if you were a praying man, I suppose you're not, unless there's some first edition you feel in danger of losing, but if you were, you might want to get down on your knees and pray to the god of selfish, obsessed, greedy, uncaring, dishonest bookstore owners that it was a woman named Mia who told Balazar's din where we were probably going to end up. Her, not you. Because if they followed you, Calvin, those two women's blood is on your hands. His voice was rising steadily, and although Eddie was still looking steadfastly down, his whole body had begun to tremble. He could feel his eyes bulging in their sockets and the cords of strain standing out on his neck. He could feel his balls drawn all the way up, as small and as hard as peach pits. Most of all, he could feel the desire to spring across the room as effortless as a ballet dancer and bury his hands in Calvin Tower's fat, white throat. He was waiting for Roland to intervene, hoping for Roland to intervene, but the gunslinger did not, and Eddie's voice continued to rise toward the inevitable scream of fury. One of those women went right down, but the other, she stayed up for a couple of seconds. A bullet took off the top of her head. I think it was a machine gun bullet, and for the couple of seconds she stayed on her feet, she looked like a volcano, only she was blowing blood instead of lava. Well, but it was probably Mia who ratted. I've got a feeling about that. It's not entirely logical, but luckily for you, it's strong. Mia using what Susanna knew and protecting her chap. Mia? Young man, Mr. Dean, I know, no. Shut up, Eddie cried. Shut up, you rat. You lying, reneging weasel. You greedy, grasping, piggy excuse for a man. Why didn't you take out a few billboards? Hi, I'm Cal Tower. I'm staying on the Rocket Road in East Stoneham. Why don't you come see me and my friend Aaron? Bring guns. Slowly, Eddie looked up. Tears of rage were rolling down his face. Tower had backed up against the wall to one side of the door, his eyes huge and moist in his round face. Sweat stood out on his brow. He held his bag of freshly acquired books against his chest like a shield. Eddie looked at him steadily. Blood dripped from between his tightly clasped hands. The spot of blood on the arm of his shirt had begun to spread again. Now a trickle of blood ran from the left side of his mouth as well. And he supposed he understood Roland's silence. This was Eddie Dean's job. Because he knew Tower inside as well as out, didn't he? Knew him very well, once upon a time, not so long ago. Hadn't he himself thought everything in the world but heroin, pale and unimportant? Hadn't he believed everything in the world that wasn't heroin up for barter or sale? Had he not come to a point when he would literally have pimped his own mother in order to get the next fix? Wasn't that why he was so angry? That lot on the corner of 2nd Avenue and 46th Street was never yours, Eddie said. Not your father's or his father's, all the way back to Stefan Torin. You were only custodians. The same way I'm custodian of the gun I wear. I deny that. Do you? Aaron asked. How strange. I've heard you speak of that piece of land in almost those exact words, Aaron, shut up, many times. Deepno finished calmly. There was a pop. Eddie jumped, sending a fresh throb of pain up his leg from the hole in his shin. It was a match. Roland was lighting another cigarette. The filter lay on the oilcloth, covering the table with two others. They looked like little pills. Here is what you said to me, Eddie said, and all at once he was calm. The rage was out of him, like poison drawn from a snake bite.